Right now, off protocol, I'm sure you're trying to put all your patients on study for whatever reason they're not eligible. In general, what tends to be your first line therapy for metastatic disease in a patient who's chemotherapy naive?
I'm tailoring more my therapy for individual patients. I discuss with them. I have to say that my two commonly used regimens right now are FOLFIRI or FOLFOX with bevacizumab, provided patients have no contraindications to the use of the bevacizumab or any of the other agents. If I have a patient who has a disease that, in my opinion, may become operable within a relatively short period of time, I very often use FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. Patients in which I expect the treatment to be necessary for a longer period of time, I have used FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab quite often. But I have to say that I think that the use of FOLFOX or FOLFIRI is really a decision that has to be made based on physician comfort with the regimens, because the efficacy between the two combinations is very, very similar.
What about Xeliri or CAPOX?
I think Xeliri and CAPOX are very good options. We have less experience with the use of Xeliri or Xelox or CAPOX with bevacizumab here in the United States. I think the way the bevacizumab was approved kind of directed us into using more combinations using infusion or 5-FU than the capecitabine, which is an excellent agent. And I do think that the use of capecitabine is a very viable option. We have patients who are now being treated with Xelox or CAPOX with bevacizumab. And it's hard to say because this is just personal experience, it's not a randomized trial, but the results have been very similar to what we would expect to see with FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. So I think that, particularly with Xelox, in which we have more experience from other centers doing the combination with bevacizumab, I feel very comfortable with.